Well, in one portion of his address today, the president marveled that we do research when toys or cars harm us, but when it comes to an inherently deadly weapon, a gun, Congress voted to make it harder to research. He was referring to the move in Congress to block the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention from initiating research on guns. But officials in Wilmington, Delaware, launched a project themselves by inviting the CDC into their city to study gun violence the way they would any epidemic, to ask, how does it start? The CDC released their findings in November. Hanifa Shabbatz is a Wilmington City Councilor who led the move. So, Councilor Shabbatz, tell us more about why you thought of the CDC.
Well, I sought it because I had seen where the CDC had done similar investigation of suicides in Lower Delaware. And it just triggered me to think, well, if they do it for suicides, why not for homicides? And knowing what was going on in the city of Wilmington, I just took a stab at it.
Well, Wilmington has routinely ranked as one of the most violent American cities of its size and saw a 45% increase in shootings from 2011 to 2013, 26 gun deaths in 2015. You said it felt like a health problem.
Well, I mean, understanding the population that was being affected by it the most, I just knew that it was against their nature to have such violent tendencies. So I knew it had to be other things that were contributing to it. Also, knowing the state of the environment that Wilmington has been plagued with for the past 35, 40 years through our education and other social situations, that I knew there had to be other things that was triggering that type of behavior.
Well, the CDC released its report and found that unemployment, low educational levels, poverty are strong indicators for gun violence. In other words, they were trying to collect data to indicate who might then purchase and use a gun. Now, a lot of those factors are things you already knew. You just, you know, just said some of them. But what's the value of that data?
Well, the value of the data is to, I believe, is to better provide our support social services, whether it's to address our educational issues, which we are, Wilmington is going through that right now, is reviewing our current educational system, revamping it, I say, as well as the issues of poverty that's plaguing the urban community, not us, as well as we have food deserts. We have numerous homes still plagued with lead paint. And the violence that's occurring is just continuous compounded traumas that the community is being exposed to.
Well, you know, the idea of having this data so that you could maybe have social services intervene with people who fall into these categories. There's been some concern that that's profiling people before they've ever done anything.
It's called intervention. It's not profiling. But, you know, when you see someone walking down the wrong path, then that's what our responsibility is to help to give them guidance and provide support services to go through the right path.
Yeah.
So it's profiling if you're using it to stereotype. But if it's not for intervening into a better quality of life for that person, because that person still has the decision whether or not to take the service or whether to apply the service, but at least to offer it and be there for that support.
Right. Well, it's interesting in reading, reporting on what's been done in Wilmington, that the CDC used to play a role in studying gun violence until the 1990s, when there was pressure from gun lobbyists and Congress stripped the $2 million or so funding that the CDC spent on gun research. And they also said that none of the agency's fundings could be used to advocate or promote gun control. But we understand one of the reasons the CDC could come to Wilmington is that they're not really studying where the gun's from. They're studying who might get them. But some people are sorry that they can't study more. Are you one of them? You know, for instance, this did not say anything about where the guns are coming from.
Well, no, because my goal is to find the root cause of what's triggering the mentality of the person to go after a gun and to use a gun against someone else. So if we can deal with the root cause of what gears somebody up, what frustration, what trauma, what anger caused all that anger for someone to grab a gun and to just take someone's life, then that's where my focus is, to do the preventive work. The gun is the very last thing that happens.
No. Well, and so what happens now that you have this information? You have a lot of social programs already in Wilmington, but you have this data. Is there going to be an organization that works just with that?
Well, I've gotten the attention of local and now national entities to see the work that we're doing here in Wilmington. And now it's a lot of grassroots organizations that are doing some great work that is addressing some of the root causes. So we're working to bring those individuals together to work along with the state to revamp, revise its service delivery to ensure that the service delivery has the cultural competency that's necessary for the delivery to be efficient and to get the community to respond.
We're also reading that the state Secretary of Health and Social Services said in a statement that she's planning to draw up a community advisory board on intervention.
Which I hope I'm a part of.
That's Hanifa Shabazz, city councilor in Wilmington, Delaware. They brought the CDC to their city to address gun violence. The CDC recently issued a report, collected data, and the city now wants to use that to intervene with people who might be the candidates to then go out and purchase a gun. Councilor Shabazz, thank you.
It was my pleasure.